Good morning, champions. What's going on? How's everybody doing today? Let's get some flashes. Let's get some energy going on in the room here. I'm super excited to be able to start this off. This is one of my it's actually one of my first times starting, being called up. Coaches like, hey, Jeremy, you're gonna be in the starting lineup today. And I look down, I'm like, me? Man, all right, I got to take off my warm-ups. I got to take everything off. Let's get this going. I'm super excited to be here. You guys are in the Breakfast of Champions, the house that was created. What has it been, like 3 years, Maryland? When was Breakfast of Champions started? January 1st, 2021 to March 15th, 2024. So congratulations to you for being here today and being around people that can uplift you, that can make you have education, inspiration, and motivation, which are the three things that we need. And I would add to that probably fellowship. And today, some of the things that I'm going to talk about, which is building trust and building off of the things that you already have in your life and working with those and then getting that momentum and going forward from there. Because I know we like to talk about business a little bit on Fridays. And I know I, for me personally, I talk a lot about relationships. I talk a lot about my relationship with God and how I can impact the lives in different ways and be fulfilled in something that lights me up. And things that I'm looking for my clients and anyone who spends time in my life is something that lights you up, fulfills you, and is pushing you towards a destiny that's going to be included with the consequences. It's going to be included with the fulfilling days, moments that make you think, moments that make your heart beat. But it's not, it's an all-inclusive package of life. So the one thing that I always really, really touch on is like there is some constant truths that are going to be in your life forever, which include the problems that you are asking for that come with the situation that you would like to see. Whether it's in relationships or in your business, you think that you want all of these successes and all of this pressure and all of this responsibility that comes into your life. It comes with all of the cost as well. So I'm super excited to be here. So good morning. Is there anything that is burning on someone's mind, burning on someone's heart in the chat, that anything that's just like, hey, Jeremy, Friday, can we start here? Can we start with this little... can we start with this topic? Can you touch on this for 5 minutes? And then as we get the ball rolling, is there anyone that has just something that's burning on their mind? And if not, I'm going to jump into trust and set the scene a little bit. I'm going to leave it set for about 10 seconds here, and then we'll get started. And for those of you listening on the... Ooh, okay, I love it. All right, and now for those of you listening later on the Bright Influence podcast, it's super nice to be connected with you. I've been doing this personally since 2017, and so being able to talk is, as one of my coaches said in front of a group of kids, Jeremy's a talker, and if I give him the mic, I might not get the mic back, but that's something that I can do for free for the rest of my life, and I trust God to pitch in with the financial responsibilities and be that stewardship for me as I work on just loving people and loving his people. So today, let me set the scene for you a little bit, because there's something that you have in your life right now that you're not building on because you're so busy looking into the future of what you don't have and be like, okay, how can I figure this part out? There's a lot of things that happen in basketball and in sports that are very good translators over into the business world. And one of those is the emotional intelligence and the things needed when you are starting a new business, when you are starting in a new scene, when you are trying to make a new community, which is going to be really important for you, especially in today's age with how the algorithms and stuff like that work. You need collaboration. You need to be able to work with other people. As you're getting into these segments, as you're getting into these moments, there's going to be little small doses of trust that are passed your way or that you ask for. And what do you do with the trust when you are given the ball in that moment? I'm working with a client right now, and we're watching a lot of film together. And I don't usually show a whole lot of my own clips because it's not for me to show him, hey, this is the things that I can do. And it should be the same way in Breakfast of Champions. I'm not here to be like, oh, these are the things that I can do, and here's why you can do it as well. The best thing that I can do for you today is to give examples that are wide-ranging that you can impact and apply into your own life so you can take a good look at it from like a metaphorical stance and be like, huh, am I doing that? Huh. Yeah, I guess not. Maybe he's got something here for me that's right for me. And so the thing that I showed him, we were watching Tyrese Maxey and somebody else play from like the Sixers and a couple point guards. And I was like, oh, you see what's happening here is like, oh, there's a change, because people think, oh, I need one really good game and then everyone's going to trust me. Or in business, you know, maybe if someone wants to give you their business, give you their hard-earned dollars, you're like, oh, man, I need to have a good month. You know, I need to have that reputation, and then people will trust me. That's like people that are going out there looking for a good job, and they're like, okay. I remember one of my brother's best friends, he had worked in Nike for like 15 years and had done so many good things and worked up into management. Up in the Northwest and Pacific Northwest. And when he started applying for the jobs, people would be like, oh, you're overqualified for this job. And he wouldn't get it because they're like, we're going to give this to someone else. We're going to give this to someone who's a starter. And then he would apply for like the top, top managerial jobs in other companies or in Nike. And they're like, oh, you don't have enough experience. And he's like, where's the line here? You know, what's going on? So if I'm applying for this and they're telling me, you haven't done this for long enough and you need to have this experience before you're going to do it, and we're going to trust you with this, or we're going to give this to someone else because this is a beginner or this is a more intermediate and you've already done this for years. So you have, and I remember thinking in that moment, okay, well, to get that next big job, that next big paycheck, that next big client, somebody has to give you their trust. Without reason, necessarily, circumstantially, to trust you. How do you do that? Because you're going to, that these are the moments that I'm talking about. You have to ask for that. You have to be aware. So setting the scene as being aware of exactly what you can give to your customer and letting them know that, and letting them know directly what you have already done in a similar way in your life. So when I was first becoming a coach, I sent out 77 text messages, I believe, to different people that I had worked with over the years for free and in ways that had nothing to do with one-on-one online business coaching. It was just help. I just loved people. I'd worked with so many people in my life and sat across and listened to people and then given them a different example or a different perspective or something. And I reached out and I said, hey, just honestly speaking, is there anything that I did that was over the top and there's something that nobody else gave to you? Like even just as a friend, and when you and I would be sitting down and I'd give you some advice on life, is there anything that stood out? And if not, I really want you to tell me, because I'm wanting to step into this venture where I'm actually going to take money from somebody else and have them trust me with parts of their life, like people have seemingly forever. But I'm going to take their hard-earned money, and I need to get rid of this internal belief that I can do this for free, or that I should do this for free because that's just in my heart. Another person I was working with, like, oh, if I had heart money, I'd be one of the richest ladies in the world. It's like, that's great, but at some point you need real money. And so I asked 77 people to get back to me if they would, if they had time, and I think like 74 got back to me and said, Jeremy, this is something that you do that's a little bit different. It was widespread based on how I had talked to them or what had been going on in their moment in that life. But I just remember there was a theme of you didn't tell me to do something necessarily, but the way that you were showing up in your own life helped me see that I could do that for myself, as far as your example and your energy of your belief towards it. Like, you really, really believe the things that you're saying about yourself or about someone's potential with where they're at. And you set an example. And I was like, okay, so maybe I'm not a coach. Maybe I'm a leader. So maybe having that different word for myself instead of being like, oh yeah, I'm a life coach. And especially based on the surrounding energy that follows a word like that, I was like, maybe I'm a leader. Maybe I'm a mentor. Maybe there's something else that I can say that like just gives me that feeling where I was like, this is something I can sell. I'm only going to be able to sell something if I believe it. You're only going to be able to sell something if you believe in it. But again, I'm asking for people to do something where if they were to look at my transcripts, if they were to look at my GPA from my past lives from those 77 people, they're going to be like, oh, there's nothing official here, Jeremy. Why is there nothing official here if you want me to give you the first person who paid me $1,400 for a month to be their coach? Jeremy, there's nothing in your transcript here that says that you should be worth that much money. Why are you worth that much money? So today, that's the question I want you to ask yourself. Why are you worth that much money? Why are you worth the amount of money that you would like somebody to pay you to spend 2 hours with you? I remember that one of the first times that I worked with someone who has been thinking that way there for 20 years. They've charged people an absurd amount of money to work with them and be their coach and be their healing and Reiki practice energy guy and just has that belief. I am this value X. And as I was working with him, as I was coaching him, I didn't ask for anything because he's a friend of mine. And I was like, yeah, I'm willing to work. And I was asking him for, I was asking him for $5,000 for a project and some startups things that I was working on. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I think we can do a trade here. And, you know, you could do some coaching for me because this is situations that I happen to be in. And I remember after one of the coaching sessions that I hadn't asked for something, he sent me $200. And I was like, dang, okay, that's kind of nice. You know, you do the math there. I was like, we're talking, if I had four of those in a day, it's $800 for a day. That's more than I used to make in a month. It's more than I make in a month playing basketball sometimes. So when I looked into being around someone that had that exact same belief, I was just like, dude, what am I missing here? What am I missing? And when I, like I talked about those 77 people, when they reached back out to me, when I started talking to now these people that were potential clients, I wanted these people to trust me. So I had to use the moments where I had given to somebody else something that was actually tangible. I had to tell them like, hey, you know, when I was 10 years old, I had to think about my life differently. I've been a coach for 23 years. I've had to coach my family. I've had to be in moments where I looked around and I was like, this isn't right. You have to use with what you have. And what I told the kid is these little moments that you're given trust are really important. Let's say today you have 60 seconds to talk on this stage, which you're going to. This is the Breakfast of Champions. You have a seat at the table every day, and this is something that was set up a long time ago for you, for me, for other people to succeed that people didn't originally know. So I want you to raise your hand too. If you haven't been on stage today, I'm going to challenge you to be on stage and to share a 60-second moment with us that makes your heart beat a little bit. But when you're given the ball for 60 seconds, make a play and show that like trust that was given to you for a moment to impact others and to impact the game that you're trying to play is worth it. So as I was talking to the kid, I was like, you know what? I need to show you one clip. So there's a captain on our team. I showed up in this team. There is seven people that have, I think, played on the team the year before that all know each other. There's a coach that's known them since they were like three that took over midway through the season. There's expectation, there's leadership roles, there's hierarchies, and then here comes excerpt like me. I'm the new guy. So this is you as you're stepping into someone to collaborate with somebody in this world. They had a life before you. I have the four tiers of networking that I created last year. If you want that, DM me or send me a message, because at some point, none of these people knew who I was. And there's that first touch, that very first touch into their life. The first time you get 60 seconds and you have the ball and someone's listening to you and they need to trust you. Trust is more important than anything in that moment. Your strategies, I don't care at all. You could have the best strategy in the world and let us just completely unique and something that someone can't look up on ChatGPT if they happen to ask the right question. It doesn't matter. They have to trust you. They have to trust your energy. They have to trust where you're coming from, that you're coming from a place of love that is for them and that you'll hold the standard too. But that 60 seconds is super important. So I have seven people around me and I have this captain that shoots a lot of time. You're going to have people that are in this circle that shoot the ball a lot, that are very aggressive, that have their own style of network, their own style of business that you are now fitting into. And even if this is your own mind, you're having to work on, like, you're stepping into an environment. Think about this. You're stepping into an environment that you've created for 40 years in your own mind. And now here comes this little outside thought into this bubble, into this mind. It's like, hey, I'd like to do things differently around here. Excuse me. Can I have a meeting and we do things differently around here? I want to stop my 9-to-5 and I want to go start doing a business. So I'd like to make a toast. And the other 9 million cells or whatever in your body look at that one and go, let's hang out on the couch and watch Netflix and do something else. You have to be influenceable. You have to be trustworthy, including your own to yourself, which is hilarious. I've actually never thought about that before. You guys are witnessing a first time realization in the way that my mind works. I love my mind and you should love your mind as well. Be very curious. We're human beings. Be very curious about who you are and how you work. It's such a cool thing. So anyways, as I'm stepping into this role, I will have the ball every once in a while. I'm not a point guard. So I'm stepping into a role where the ball has to be passed to me sometimes, or I have to ask for it. And that is not a comfortable thing to do. Like it's like we want the path to be laid in front of us. Like the whole path, they're like, okay, you, Jackie, you're really good at this. Actually there's two Jackies on stage. That's hilarious. Monty, you're good at this. Sonia, you're good at this. Okay, here's the path. Here it is. It's nice. It's even. It's smooth. Everything's going to work out fine. You just put your little car on this path and you just drive along. And then people are going to stop and there's going to be a little stand here, a little stand here. Everything's going to be fine. People are going to keep giving the ball. They're going to keep trusting you. And there's even if there's not necessarily reason to, if you're really talented, they're just going to keep doing it for that. Okay, now snap back to reality. Back to life. Back to reality. And then we go into that moment where we're like, okay, I have the ball, okay? And I remember, so the captain and everyone, I was fitting in the best I could. You know, I'd have 14 points, 16 points here and there, but there was games where I'd have a little less, right? I was like, man, this is really hard. It's challenging. I'm tired of having to ask for the ball. I'm trying to having to demand to have like this trust, okay? There's a moment where the captain was out for 3 weeks. And the other point guard was in, and he was 19 years old. So all of a sudden, the hierarchy shifted. So there was a shift in the environment to where I was now someone who was going to be looked at for leadership by this guy, but I still had to ask for it. You have to ask. And so when I walked up to him, I said, hey, I feel really good today. If we get to a moment where there's 7 seconds on the clock, I want the ball. I'm just letting you know. Middle of the game. Hey, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I have the ball in my hands. I have to make a play. I mean, made the play. So over a period of 3 weeks, I got little doses of trust where 70% of the time, probably, I would make the right play and we started to win. So in this group, in this environment that you create, environment with yourself, as you get those little moments of trust and you go make a play for somebody else, you go and you set someone else up for success. So today, maybe your goal in your business is to set someone else up for success. For free. Like maybe that's the goal today. Make a call, make a connection between two people maybe in your network. Hey, the two of you, I think would be really good to work together. Have an assist in your life where you're making a play for somebody else. When the captain came back, I was like, ooh, I had this moment where I was like, I'm going to have to rebuild trust in a moment where I'm in the third quarter and I have to ask the captain to do something that no one else is comfortable with, that he wasn't comfortable with me doing before he left. He has seen examples over time, but now I have to ask. And I pulled up this moment because it's about moments. It's about these little, it's about moments of momentum where you have a really good week and then you get a rest day. It's like people think, oh, I need this perfect month and I'm going to be at the grindstone. I'm like, oh, every single day. And it's like, no, it's about having a good moment. In a basketball game takes about 2 hours, but it's a 40 minute game. And I told someone yesterday, it's about having two good 5 minute moments. Someone texted me. They're like, oh, you played so well in Mexico. Oh, you were cooking out there. And I texted him back and I said, not really. I had really good spurts where I impacted the game and the game was won because of it. So I had 2 5-minute spurts where I was the most dominant player on the court. Everybody knew it and the gym was buzzing. And then for the rest of the game, I was just solid. I was just there. I existed. So it's your day to day. So today's a Friday. Maybe today's one of those days where you're just solid. Make a couple calls. You do something that's pretty good for your business. You do something good for yourself. You work out. You end up here. You speak a little bit. You just move the ball. You move the ball a little bit. And you're like, okay, I feel pretty good about today. Or maybe today's one of those days where you have 3 new clients because you ask. You reach out. Instead of scrolling for 60 minutes, you reach out to 20 people that follow you. 20 people have made a decision to follow you, and how many, and have you talked to any of them? My good friend, the Knees Over Toes guy, has 2 point some odd million followers. When I met him, he had 20 some thousand followers. And I was surprised that he would DM me back because I was trying to work on something very specific to basketball. That man did not scroll for an entire calendar year. 365 days, he only commented and talked to people that followed him. That's it. And built an actual organic following because he had built up trust with a million people by the time he went on the Joe Rogan show. He did have a different strategy. He did have something that was unique to offer to the world. It was very good. It was very good for my basketball career as well. It was a good starting place that led me into some other things. But he reached out to people. So today could be the day we have three new clients or three new leads or something that's going to be that 5 minute spurt of the 40 minute game to where people go, man, you remember that day when Charlene was just moving? You remember that day when Pastor Jeff was just moving? Or you're going to remember it yourself and it's going to give you momentum for your life because you're like, man, that week was solid. Like I was dialed in. I was focused. I took the trust that I had. I took the moments that I had. I took the ball that I had and I made an impact to where people remembered. And then the rest of the days, I was solid. That's the goal. And I know that I don't necessarily care about business enough and speaking enough, except for when I'm in here in the moments with you guys, because outside of this, I don't have solid business days because I'm focused on basketball. My basketball days are solid. And then I'll have moments that are just dynamic. That's my focus. That's where my heart is. That's where my intention is. So the other question I have for you, where is your heart? Where is your intention? Is it actually in your business or is it somewhere else? And if it's somewhere else, that's fine. But have that like understanding of, okay, this is just where I am. I can embrace this. And if I want to move it here, I have to bring this thought bubble in to this huge environment of all these millions of cells and ways that I've done my life for a long time. And I have to influence myself and build trust with myself that I actually can maintain this life without losing my sanity. And I'm sure that's a question that people ask. If I add all this stuff onto my plate, can I keep myself? Can I still be Mary Lynn if I'm a CEO of a really fast-moving, fast-paced company that's been going on for 3 years? Can I handle this in my life and my kids and this and this and this? And then do a podcast with my kid. I need you to know that once you build that trust, and when I showed him that clip of the captain coming back, there was a moment in the third quarter where I'm a stretch four, and I looked at the captain. I said, here, you can see me talking to him right now and we're on the film. And I walk over to him and I'm like, hey, I'm going to run this play real quick. That's been his job in this team for 7 years to have the ball. I think it's been 7 years. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, so I'm going to be, and I was like, you're going to be right here. Hey, you, I'm setting the scene. I'm orchestrating this idea that I have where I'm going to be trusted for this one play. The other team, we were up 9. The other team had cut it to 4. It was a really big moment. There's moments where things are starting to slide down in your life. And you're like, I need a bucket. I need to do something positive for myself today. I need to reach out to 4 people right now before I go take a nap. I need to reach out to 4 people before I go and watch Netflix or do something that is this one of my comforts. And I came off the screen as a point guard and I made a play and I went and scored. And on the very next play, I asked again, but I asked again from the backcourt. That is his job. That is what he's paid to do. He's paid to be here. I said, yeah, I got it one more time. Brought it up, made a different play, set the person up because then now the defense is ready for it. Came off, dropped it off to my big, he scored. And I looked at the crowd and I said, that's how you effing do it. I looked my owner dead in the eye, who was in the first row. And I was like, that's how you do it. And he was so fired up because I took the ball. I took the mini trust that I was given. And guess who's going to trust me for the rest of the season in a big moment? The captain. You need to be able to trust. And guess who's going to trust themselves in big moments? Myself. You have trust that's being given to you today that is smaller than you realize and bigger than you realize. Use that trust and drive yourself forward in a way that you are going to believe in yourself and you can change your own mini environment and change the environment that's around you. That's my 24 minutes for you guys. Good freaking morning. You have a great day, I hope, ahead of you. Let's talk for that last 6 minutes. Let's bring in some dialogue here. I'm going to close my mic. Sure. Charlene, you want to start?
Oh, I wasn't expecting to, but good morning, Jeremy. Thank you so much for covering me today. I'm currently in the airport. I've arrived in England from Jamaica via the Bahamas. So I'm back. I'm back in the UK, guys. Yeah, Jeremy, this was like super, super encouraging for me. And just some great action steps that I'm going to take today. And I'm not waiting. I'm going to be taking some action steps and reaching out to some people who I may want to work with me. So thank you. Glad to you.
Let's go. Come on. Like, chugga, chugga, choo, choo. Everybody on board. Like, get that momentum going. You know what it feels like to reach out to like four or five people that already like you or that already know who you are a little bit, that made a choice to press the follow button on an Instagram or on a secondary app and just be like, hey, if there's any way I can ever help your circle, let me know. Or better yet, instead of saying, if there's any way, be like, how can I serve you today? Or, hey, actually, you know what? I'd love to know a little bit more about your story and why you got into X, X, and X. As you look at three of their posts and be like, that's super cool. You are such a talented artist. Like, holy smokes. Like, you know, why? Like, I actually want to know, like, you know, what inspired that? And have a conversation with them in a dialogue, because it takes people 8 to 15 touches of getting to know who you are before they trust you anyways. And in today's age with cold DME, oh, my God. I swear to God. I swear. If you guys... if anyone on this stage cold DM somebody and tries to ask for strictly business and you haven't built a relationship with that person in 2024, get off the stage. You don't have, I'm just kidding. You don't have a seat there. Like, dude, love of God, don't do that. Don't. I literally block everyone. I don't care. You like literally. Mary Lynn could send me one from a secondary app and be like, oh, hey, Jeremy, this is the app. Would you want to save 5% on this? And then I'm like, I'm blocking you. And then I'm going to find out it's Mary Lynn later. I'm like, sorry. Like, I just don't do that. All right. Anyone else on stage that wants to chime in or even ask a question? We can do that too.
Jeremy, it's Mary Lynn. You better not walk. No, kidding. You're right. It's about the relationships first. And I've never thought of reaching out to people. I mean, I'm here a lot. I'm here a lot in the evenings with people. You guys don't, always see me in the evenings, but I'm here. People I've talked to in the back channel or messaged or whatever. But I've never thought about reaching out to them and saying, hey, you know, if you've ever heard me speak about anything that resonated with you, would you let me know? Because I, as I'm going to speak and make a speaker one sheet and sending things out, maybe there's something I'm not thinking about, or maybe there's something that resonates over and over with people that, you know, I'm like, wow, I'm thinking my strong suit is in this and everybody else is talking about this. So I think just getting the feedback from the people who you've served, that, you know, I just didn't think of that. Like, that's why this is like such a good workshop, brainstorming, different perspective, hearing different voices. Someone may have said that 4 months ago, but I wasn't in the space to send out a one sheet. So it hits different. So I love that. Thank you.
Well, and here I'm going to set an example too for the last couple minutes, and you're very welcome. And so Carolyn Gladstone, what's up? Appreciate the follow. I'm going to be sending you a message today. Nikita Kennard, I'm going to be sending you a message today. And other people that have followed me recently, some A Star. That's an awesome name. Who are you? I'm A Star. Yes, you are.
Star. She did a whole thing about her name, so she just goes by A Star, so it's great.
That's baller. You are a star. Anton Musk, like, I'm going to reach out. There's a list here, but like, I'm going to reach out to these people today and just say, hey, I appreciate, and I usually do this anyways, but it's like, I appreciate the follow. If there's anything that stood out, you know, or something like that, sometimes I'll go there. But a lot of times I'm just like, I will go and I'll look at their page and I see Carolyn's vision board here. Something that happened on July 30th. I'm like, hey, how did that workshop go for you? That's super cool. Congratulations that you tried to be a part of a workshop. Like, how did that go? Go look into their life.
We weren't able to put it together because the person who I was working with on Medium
They ended up getting sick. So we are actually in the process. I'm actually doing a book, a series of books right now. So, and I am open to doing the workshops again. So
let's go. Hey, but what's cool, like, tell me this, Caroline, if I reached out and I said, hey, you know, appreciate the follow. And if there's anything, blah, blah, blah. And I said some like businessy BS, would you actually want to talk to me? But if I looked on your bit and I was like, this is sick, this is a cool vision board, you got the ball rolling a little bit in your life. That's cool. You would actually want to talk. And I, and like, you would want to talk, right? And we have 10 seconds and I have to pass the mic to someone else.
All right, 10 seconds. I believe in organic communication is what you're doing, is we're connecting with people on a level that they understand because we are connecting to them. Period. So
amen. Amen. And we care about them first. You have to care about them or they're not going to care about you. For the love of God. I mean, I'm super fired about this today. Thank you for the time. Breakfast Champions, I love you. I'm super excited. I got to start the day with you. I think it's, like I said, it's my first time getting the ball and having trust to start the day. Say yes today. If somebody says something, say yes. Be a yes man and then see where it takes you and tell the dang truth. Tell the dang truth. I don't care how hard it is. Accept the consequences for your past. If you shouldn't have done what you did, you wouldn't have to have the consequences for those actions. You need those consequences. Consequences will actually lead your life forward. They're the best things that could ever happen to you. Okay, I'm done. Love you guys. Bye. Yeah.
Appreciate you. The good thing is I am going to be the one streaming in the interview, so that extra minute was no problem, but just wanted to, if we could, I can just cheer, give, oh God, no, he hates that. I'm kidding.
I do hate that. Thank you.
You're like, don't you dare.
I will block you.
He likes emojis. We have to be streaming a previously recorded version of it.
All right, for those of you that are listening on the podcast, we're getting to see this live on Instagram. What's up? It was so good being here today. Appreciate everything. The live will be, there's a live video on Instagram, or if you catch this later on the pod, I love you. I respect you. Get the ball moving today, just as I said in Breakfast with Champions. And we are out.